Mr. President.
Yeah.
Apologize for calling when you're down there, but I wanted to ask your advice. You asked Joe Califano to have Joe Fowler and others of us meet this morning, which we're going to do about 11:30 on the problem of taxes, tax increases, inflation, etc. I haven't disclosed to anybody the possible increases in obligation authority and expenditures for fiscal 67 that might result if this Vietnamese effort continues beyond June of 67, which is one of the fundamental assumptions in our 67 budget, or if it continues to build up at the present rate to 400,000 and so on, or if our aircraft losses and ammunition expenditures and some of these other things continue at these really fantastic levels. We lost 44 planes, for example, in the month of April. And each one of those planes costs a couple of million dollars. We dropped 50,000 tons of bombs. Each bomb costs about $1 a pound. It's unbelievably expensive. And I've just been making some very rough estimates of what this all might lead to in fiscal 67. And it looks to me, and this is the roughest kind of estimate, it might require $14 billion more obligation authority above the level that we went in with in January for fiscal 67, which in turn might lead expenditures to be $9 billion higher than we estimated. You remember that we estimated $58.3 billion for your 67 budget. Now, we knew at the time that was a couple of billion light, even on the then existing plan. And now, we take account of the higher levels and the rising expenditures of ammunition, planes, and so on, and the need for rotation of these much higher levels of troops. All this adds up to, let's say, maybe a $7 billion expenditure level above the $2 billion we were short for, maybe $9 billion above the forecast. I'm reluctant to even mention these figures to such people as Joe Fowler and Gardner, close-mouthed as they are, for fear that they'll leak a little, and if they do, just sure as hell, your Great Society program's in trouble. On the other hand, if I don't mention them, I don't know how they can intelligently advise you on what they think ought to be done here this summer. My own personal view still is, as I related it to you before, we ought to try to squeeze by the summer without a tax increase and without a supplement, and hope that between the summer and January, we would see the Southeast Asia operation more clearly, and we would also see the economy more clearly. But I didn't want to hold anything back from your key advisors if you thought I should mention it to them.
Well, it's a very difficult one. What I have thought is this, that we estimated we'd have a deficit of 1.8. That we will likely miss that by 2.2 anyway on our part on sales of assets, which will not bring what we think, or we will not get authority to do it, and so forth. I would say that we, a conservative figure to go in with, would be 4. As a matter of fact, I did it better than I thought I would, because I wouldn't have been too surprised if it hit 5 or 6. I was just hoping if I could keep it low, I could get my Great Society authorized, like the rent control, rent supplement, and teacher's corps, and all these things that are so new and fresh. We can't do that because the liberals are really not supporting them. You don't get any enthusiasm or do-or-die attitude from organizations like Martin Luther King and the Roy Wilkins Group and the labor groups. And
the leaders are the Congress, aren't they?
That's right. If Ribbikoff had much rather make a speech on
safety,
on UN or something, and tell us how to run that, try to get a headline, they really don't have the enthusiasm for these new things. So that will be 4. Now then, with the Riverses and the Morrises and the Fogartys on health and education, on what we've already authorized. I'm not talking about their new society, but they're not, they've already, I got them through last year and the year before. My guess is that they will hit a minimum of 4 anyway, say 4. So that's another 4. So that gets you 8.
Well, that second 4, Mr. President, will probably be obligation authority, but surely not expenditures.
Well, I don't know. They say they're going to put in $600 million more on education under elementary. They added $500 million more on expenditures in health and education in this appropriation bill. They have already added a good deal of it. GI Bill's $300 million that we've already signed. The pay raises will be nearly almost $1 billion. So it's not far off. The last figure I saw, the expenditures would run better than between three and four, and that was before they started talking to me about the estimates that Morris was going to put in. And I would imagine that as they go along, they'll try to cut a little bit on foreign aid and stuff. But anyway, say three or four. There's three fours, roughly, as I have visualized it in my own mind. Four for us, four for the Congress, and four for you. That's what I thought you would finally get up to. I thought you'd be off two to start with, and you'd misjudge two, or the need would be two. Now, that I have thought. Now, the question is whether we could keep that under his deficit and maybe get by till January. Eisenhower had a 12.5 one, and we've always just had a rule of thumb that we never go into that above that, because that would really be capitulation. We'd just have to throw in the towel, not even run, if we had a bigger deficit than he did. So I have hoped that, say, June the 15th, I believe the Congress will be there till the 1st September, but June the 15th, that I could call all the folks together and say, now here's the next 2 weeks, and here's the way it's going to wind up as we see it. Now, what can you do? What will you do here on taxes? And talk to Mills and Long and a few who have their feet absolutely in concrete now. My judgment is, if I indicated that I was going to have taxes, and I should have taxes, like Martin is publicly, and like Gardner is privately, my judgment is that will drive Mills and Long to a position that's irrevocable, that will make them as much in concrete against a tax bill as they are now against a rent supplement.
Yeah.
If they can see these figures, and business can see these figures in June, and we have the appropriation bills pretty well behind us, and the Congress has taken the initiative in busting the budget, not you, not me, not the bureaucrats, but they have come through with a $4 billion one big, and they have refused to give us the authority we need to sell securities. Then I would think we'd have a better position. Say, all right, fellas, you've looked at it a different way. I didn't want to go this way, but here it is. Now, what do you think we ought to do? I think then they would say, we don't believe we ought to go home with this big a deficit. Now, I don't know these little economic things that come out with us 0.1% one way or the other. I don't know. I look at our prices here, and we got a lot of soft stuff. Our mohair is very soft. Our hogs are way down, 30 to 22. Our cattle, nobody will buy a calf. They just nobody. Now, that's dangerous business. When their market is 28 cents, and you contract them for August delivery normally, and you can't get a guy to contract. Now, we're delivering our sheep today, our lambs. I'm going over and ship them on the train in the next 2 hours. I'm selling 500. I sold them at $25.75 per pound. They weigh 100 pounds, so that's $25. 3 months ago, for delivery, between the 1st and 15th of May, they weigh about 100 pounds. I bought them at 60 pounds, and I put 40 pounds on them. But they have dropped in the last 30, 40 days from $25.75 that I'd contracted 3 months ago down to about 21 or 2. So there's your lamb. There's your calves. There's your pork. There's your wool mohair. Now, I don't know what other things. But Saragusa of Admiral said yesterday, He's working on Chicago meeting for us. And he says that the only product that he sells that's not soft, that's not clogging up on him, is color TV. He says that all the other lines of everything they have in the way of kitchen stuff and radios and other things are just not moving. The little business people up and down the avenue, we have 8 salesmen at Main Street in Austin. It's 250,000 population. And they're really, roughly, we have 300 accounts. 200 of them are not buying anything. Won't even advertise what they got. Just say that things are awful slow. They got to hold in. They got to tighten their belt. Now, I don't believe that's general, but that is enough for me to say don't have to jump from May 15th to June 15th. And I want to see. Now, I think what will be disastrous for us is if we demand a wage increase like Martin, a tax bill like Martin's demanding. Just a fool popping off his mouth, and I wish that Martin and Gardner both quit talking so much. If we demand it and don't get it, that's about as bad as we can go into the election with.
Yeah.
We have neither the effects of it or the leadership.
Yeah.
And whatever else you think, we must not admit it. We must not even feel it in our own minds. But we're not going to get much out of the Congress. We didn't get the first 6 months. And you can just be sure you're going to get static. Now, what we have, the danger we have, is if we lose the Congress, as we could very well, then the next 2 years, as we go into election, they'll tear the Democratic Party wide open, and it will be in much worse shape than it was when Stevenson took it, 52, for the 68 election. Now, they don't understand that, and they're all talking about 72, but this fight's not 72, this is 68. Nobody, they don't fool me. And our people are not just, the liberals are not prudent folks, and they don't evaluate carefully, and they don't see that. But you can't have Fulbright and Rivercoff and Bobby Kennedy and Teddy Kennedy and Mike Mansfield and everybody, Russell Long, will have a new viewpoint, going in opposite directions and have a compact, unified group. Now, we would have been defeated, in my judgment, in 64, largely because that's what we did have. Nobody would cohese. During the 61, 62, 63 period, really what we got through primarily was test ban and Peace Corps. We got none of the big substantive important things we needed, immigration and school bill and Medicare and all those things. Now, we did get them through 6 months. So I would say, back to your original question, that I just wouldn't make my calculations. I would say to these people, that you can't tell, and no one can tell right now, that Hoover had a mighty good period in 29. Everything was wonderful. But then the stock market started going off, and things started getting soft. And before he knew it, by 30 he was in trouble, and by 31 he's in a hell of a shape. Now, you don't think that's going to happen at all. But if we misguessed this thing, and if we took $8-10 billion out in taxes, and if something happened in the war that gave you a break, you could have thrown this country into something right quick. And therefore, you think you better prudently look at it and see what effects you get from your bombing between now and June the 15th. You better see what the Congress does. You can't tell what they're going to do in these appropriations. If they cut us $4 billion, that would be good. If they go over us $4 billion, that's another action. And you can't tell whether it's going to be under $4 or over $4. They say it's going to be under $4. Tell them you think the president thinks it'll be over $4. Be nearer $4 plus than $4 minus. That's a fair thing. I think that you'd say that you could easily run $4 or better, but that January, February, March, you have missed it by $1 billion, if that's correct. I think January, February, you even over 700 in March. I don't know what you do in April.
Well, we're going to hit it for the, I just...
Yeah, I know, but I mean just...
You're quite right in that.
Then I think you'd get them to watch in the Congress, transfer the gossip and the heat up there, where they say it's going to depend on what you do, what we do. It's not McNamara made a fool mistake, and it's not Johnson, and it's not us indecision. It's us waiting to see what you do. If you make a net change of $8 billion, if Congress cuts it $4 billion, that's all right. If they raise it $4 billion, that's $8 billion difference. And the $8 billion difference can really determine what we do. That's my thinking. And then the sale of assets, that's got a good deal to do with it. We plan to sell $4.7 billion. Now assume the market got tight and we couldn't do it. And assume we didn't get the authority and we haven't got a rule on the bill yet. That 4.7 that we count.